Vampire bats are very ordinary looking, weighing about 1 ounce and with a body the size of an adult's thumb. They are 2 3/4 inches in length and have an 8-inch wingspan. Their colonies are quite structured with strong social bonds, grooming each other, and recognizing their fellows with voice and smell. This structure is imperative to their survival, as there are many nights when a bat may not find a host to feed on. At that point, the hungry bats are fed from others through a process of regurgitation. In the wild, vampire bats live up to 9 years old, but can reach 20 years in captivity. Vampire bats mate all year round and usually have only one offspring per year. Gestation is 6 to 8 months in length. Bats are the only true flying mammals, with about 925 different species identified. Of all of these species, only the common vampire bat is able to maneuver on the ground as well as in the air. Vampire bats can move side to side and backward, similar to a spider. Instead of taking off in flight from the ground, these bats actually launch themselves into the air with powerful pectoral muscles. The force comes from the bat extending its hind knees, leaning forward and using its forelimbs. The bat also invokes its tricep muscles and very long thumb. While the jump only takes about 30 milliseconds, the bat catapults itself about 4 feet into the air. Although a few other species of bats move readily on the ground and some take off from the ground, no other species possess the extreme terrestrial agility and jumping ability of these vampire bats. Once in the air, the transition into flight is basically a one fluid motion. Since vampire bat feeds at ground level, their agility and fast takeoffs is an amazing advantage. Feeding on the blood of animals like cows, pigs, and horses, the vampire bat requires about 2 tablespoons of blood each day. Locating their prey is a combination of smell, sound, echolocation, and possibly heat. While they do not actually suck blood from their host, they make a small incision and then lap up the blood. Since they do not chew their food, they have fewer teeth of any other bat. They generally approach their prey from the ground. They have heat sensors on their nose leaf for locating capillary-rich areas of the skin. Modified canines for fur clipping, long sharpened scissors for painlessly opening a wound, anticoagulants to prevent clotting, and a grooved tongue to help move blood rapidly to the mouth. While the bat may consume up to 60% of its body weight in blood, and it only needs the red blood cells, it will begin excreting plasma before its meal is over. With a specialized stomach and kidneys, the vampire bat rapidly removes the plasma, as it may take up to 20 minutes to the bat to finish its meal. Due to the length of time and the evasive nature of its feeding, it is clear that vampire bat needs its deftness and agility to be successful. Observations of vampire bats scrambling over the backs and necks of animals prior to feeding, or to avoid movements of the host animal to brush them off, and running or hopping about on the ground while feeding, illustrate the adaptive value of this effective terrestrial locomotion.